Every day of my life, I love to be in meditation. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Every day of my life, I love to be in meditation. What is it that I experience in meditation? I turn off the outer and I listen to the music within. I turn off the outer and I listen to the music within. How do I do that? Well, I become still, I become quiet, I become peaceful within myself, and I recognize that nothing else makes any difference at all. Nothing else makes any difference at all. I turn off all outer and I live on all inner right now. And it is so great. It is so beautiful. It is so fantastic. It is so joyful. It is so realistic. Now, how do I turn off the outer to listen to the music within? I turn off the outer every time I mentally live in my inner awareness. Now, I can be walking along, I can be swimming, I can be skydiving, I can be dancing, I can be singing, I can be doing any number of things, and I can be in a deep state of meditation. Well, that's not meditation like we understood it. We understood meditation where you got to shut up, you got to close your eyes, you got to sit quietly, you got to close off all the outer distractions, you got to close off all the outer things, and then you listen, and you listen, and you listen, and very little comes through, and you listen, and that's all so true. Very little comes through. Because we have not learned to listen to the music within. Have you ever walked along on a path, and as you walk along on the path, you're saying to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. But while you're saying, I like me, you're thinking many other thoughts. You're thinking thoughts about what you just finished having as a meal. You think thoughts about what you're going to have as a meal. You think thoughts about a guest who's going to come and visit you. You think thoughts about a place that you're going to go in the afternoon after you have finished your meditation, after you finish your meditation walk. You think of your dog that's walking alongside of you. You think of your dog as you reach down, give him a big hug, and he just wags his tail so furiously, so joyously, because he knows he's one with your special time. Meditation is sort of a confusing state to many people, because we don't really meditate in the true sense of the word. We're thinking of a lot of things. In fact, that's why the dictionary proclaims that meditation means to think about. They spell out meditation to think about. And really, that's what we're doing. We're thinking about. So I'm walking along my meditation path, and I'm affirming my positive attitudes, but my meditation is going on a deeper level than all the outer, than my walking or talking or thinking or singing or dancing or calling or talking to another person. I am going on within my inner self. Have you ever walked with someone and talked with someone, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, I just had an inspiration. I just had an illumination. Hey, I just thought of this idea. Hey, did you ever think of this? Hey, can you imagine that? And you get really excited. Because what's happening to you is the illumination of meditation is breaking through into your consciousness, and you say, hey, did you? And it's not a matter of did you. It's a matter that I did. I had that illumination. I had that awareness. I had that awakening. Wowee! How great that is. I had that awakening. I had that awakening. And that's what meditation's all about. We turn the music within on. Now, the music within could be an awakening of intellectual knowledge. The music could be the awakening that, hey, listen to the birds chirping. Listen to the wind as it fluttering through the leaves of the tree. I went out the back door last night, and it was dark outside. And I thought to myself, gee, listen to all that noise. I wonder if the sprinkler is on. I don't want to walk through the sprinkler without realizing it's on. I want to know that it's there. So I turned on the outside light, and I couldn't see anything. So I took my flashlight, and I shone it about, and there was no sprinkler on. There was just a gentle breeze blowing through the bushes and the trees, singing its evening song, telling it that this is a wonderful world, and it is fantastic. And that's really what it's all about. Now, what is it all about? That inner illumination, that inner meditation, that inner awareness, isn't that exciting? Isn't that something absolutely imaginative, absolutely unreasonable, unbelievable? Well, yes, it is. And this is what it means to be listening to the music within. The music within is different for all people. A musician listens to music within as a musical score. An artist listens to the music within as an artistic concept. A writer listens to the music within as a concept of writing. An athlete listens to the music within of saying, ah, yes, if I just do this, I can do that. I can take this deeper breath and give me more power and more strength to do what I want to do. Oh, yes, 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 indeed. And that music within tells each in our own way what it is that we are walking the path of meditation for, to listen to the magic of the music within. And each one of us have the music within to our own key, to our own understanding. And each one of us hear it to our own understanding. Oftentimes, you hear something, you say, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And nobody else heard that except you. And the reason for that is you are listening on your own level of awareness. And as you listen on your own level of awareness, you come to a conclusion that is absolutely fantastic, absolutely glorious, and absolutely beautiful. You come to that conclusion, and that's all that matters. It's up to us, to each of us, to realize that we turn off the outer and we listen to the music within every time an exciting idea penetrates our consciousness. Every time some special little awareness comes up and says, did you hear that? Did you hear that drop of water? Listen to it now. Duck, 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 duck. That's speeding it up a little bit, but it has its own melody. It has its own music. It has its own rhyme. And did you hear that? Did you hear the baby cry in the other room? Did you hear the baby cry? No, I didn't hear the baby cry. I heard the baby laugh. Oh, okay. I thought I heard the baby cry. And you hear the baby laugh. One person hears the baby cry. They hear the baby make a noise and they think they want attention. Another person hears the baby laugh and sing and dance in its crib, and it is just being itself and totally enjoying itself and having fun. What do you hear? What do you hear when you turn off the outer and listen to the music within? Whatever it is that you hear, you can be sure. It's the divine in you revealing itself to you and saying, hey, have you ever thought this? Have you ever thought that? Have you ever given attention to this possibility? And of course, it knows that you have, because that's why you're giving your attention to it now, because you've given your attention to it before. But it's encouraging us to listen to that music within and follow that orchestration to its fullest and grandest perception. And as we do that, we are in tune in our finest meditation, one as all, aware as all, and it is done now. Join me in this beautiful meditation as you dance and sing and walk your way through life, because the inspiration is with you and with me always. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.